Welcome to Swifty Wars, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Skinny Jeans, a.k.a. Yoshi, a.k.a. Tanner Roselle. We are sitting here with Young Toxic, the man will break your heart in 5 seconds if you say you don't like Rick and Morty. Then we're sitting here with Low Key Logan, who most of y'all remember staring into the camera on a YouTube video making you regret every time you've masturbated a day in your life. And we're sitting here with my beautiful wife, who loves me to death and will do nothing to you because she's my wife and stay away from her. Anyways, all right, let's get to started.
Are you sure?
She don't
fuck you.
She don't get a cool nickname like everybody else.
She hasn't even tried to create one.
I don't want one.
She don't want one.
She don't want one. Hey, I didn't even create my own. Fucking Wilbur created mine.
Wilbur. We're gonna talk about Wilbur. He didn't show up for the podcast this morning. All right, Mr. Toxic, how are you feeling today, sir?
Tired as fuck, bro.
Tired as fuck. Why are you tired as fuck?
I can't say it on live.
Oh, he jacked off too hard, came a lot, and it just automatically made him exhausted, right? So tell me, when you jack off, what do you aim for? Do you aim for anything, or do you just let it come out like, you know, those fountains in Las Vegas?
I usually aim for the belly button.
You usually, for your belly button?
No.
Oh, you're talking about on a girl.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when you jack off.
I don't jack off. I got
You bullshit lie. I know you got Pornhub open right now, ready to go home. Well, he gonna open his phone. He opening his phone. Oh, he looking up emo girls?
Shalene's like, what the fuck's an emo?
No, who's Shalene again?
The one that worked in the deli yesterday?
She don't know what an emo person is. She's been on this earth for how long?
I don't know.
Damn near her whole entire fucking life. So, Low-Key Logan, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
She already worked today. So
pretty good. How's the relationship going for you, friend?
It's going pretty good, hey. Trying to work some stuff out. That's about it.
I have to work tonight because she already worked today.
Oh, okay, so you have to work today. So that's the reason why we kind of started the podcast a little early without Will. We were supposed to wait for Mr. Blackjack, but he's taking way too long to get here. Our friend needs to go to work tonight, so we might as well just, you know, get this podcast in and out. It's not going to be a rushed podcast. It's going to be a rather long one for you guys. So sit down, go grab your Cheetos. If you're having sex, go grab your strap on. Relax and listen to Swifty Wars today. I need my book. I don't know where my book is. Is it on the bar?
The Jon Snow's?
Yeah, I need my Jon Snow book. Y'all talk for a second. Hang on, let me ask a question for you. What do you rather, big tits or big ass?
Big ass.
Elaborate.
I need something to grab onto.
Elaborate even more.
Yeah, I like big tits. I like sucking on
them. All right, getting a little vulgar for the podcast, are we?
Hey, rate this one XXX.
Oh my god. That's gonna be in the comment section. So the reason why I had to grab my book is because I did get some topics down yesterday while, you know, I was talking to some people. Since the rapper kind of, yeah, that's another thing. We're not interviewing the rapper today. It's been postponed to probably next weekend. So today I wrote down a bunch of ideas that topics that we can talk about. And we won't be able to get all of them because it's a lot. But I figured we could talk about some of them. So on today's podcast, we'll start off with relationships. We'll start off with that one. Talk about full scale relationships and what you guys like in a relationship. And
I don't like
them. You don't like them?
No, I ain't never had one in good for me.
So you've never been in a relationship before?
No, I have many of them.
What is your longest relationship you've ever been in?
The one with my ex.
Well, obviously.
The one I proposed to.
And how long was that?
We were together for a little over a year.
Little over a year. And at what point did you propose to her?
Whenever she told me she was pregnant.
That's a half a moment of silence for the stupidity. Anyways, okay. So, did you love her, though, when you proposed to her?
Yeah.
So, you full-on loved her?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all that matters, is that you loved her. So, what went wrong?
She cheated on me with a Mexican.
You didn't have to label the race, but you know, this is labeled XXX, so I'll take it. I'll take it. Logan, I know you're engaged now. I know that much. I tried to warn you against it, and I told you to wait, but you didn't listen to me, and one day you'll say that I'm right. Anyways,
you're the one.
You should have waited.
You should have waited, though.
How long have you known Kaylee?
No name dropping, please.
All right, how long have you known your fiance?
You already said it. You're already knee deep in mud, so.
6 months.
That's all y'all have known each other?
Wait, no, 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 no. Hold on.
For 6 months.
Oh, well, how
they've
long?
Been dating for 6 months. Now, before that, before y'all started dating, how long did you know her? Before you even initially asked her to be your bottom so you could fuck every night. A relationship is what I'm saying.
About 3 weeks. About 3-4 weeks.
3-4 weeks. And at what point of the 6 months did you propose to said fiance?
Oh, you got the quickest knowing somebody than proposing thing.
Yeah, I do.
You got 2 weeks.
I have 2 weeks. So I have no room to talk, sir. But still.
Yeah, exactly what I was saying.
But at what point in y'all's relationship did you propose to her?
It was after I found out she was pregnant.
Is this a common fucking theme? Damn.
But did you love
but
her?
But it wasn't.
But
it
did
wasn't,
you love her?
Yes, I do love her.
And but it did you love her at the time?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Continue what you're saying.
Whenever I found out she was pregnant, I wanted to wait a little bit longer before I actually proposed to her.
I told you. Well, sitting outside on waiting to clock out. Give the bitch 3 months, bruh. Give the bitch 3 months.
You got
said waited a month.
A month. Okay.
You never said 3 months.
I never
months.
Said 3 months. And
don't
yes,
you
I do
know
have
you
room
can
to
have
talk.
Kids without proposing?
How do you have room to talk? You waited 2 weeks.
Hey, oh, Tanner. When it's good, it's good. All right?
Tanner.
I have a heart. I know to follow it.
Tell
and
him
you were
that
single
you don't have
for
to,
a long time, just
you don't
like
have
me.
To be propose. You don't have to propose to have kids.
Or you don't have to have kids to propose.
Yeah, you don't have to have kids to propose, dude.
If you guys hear anything in the background, that's a bunch of bees. We live in Louisiana, home of the bees. Anyways, okay, so what is the, and don't say the pregnancy, because if you do, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. What is one thing that, besides the kid, that made you propose to her?
It was the fact that I knew she actually wasn't going to leave me, and she never cheated on me the whole entire time we're dating.
How can she cheat on you when she's sucking on your left tit all the time? I mean, shit.
Oh,
it's stuck to
you. That's why you got boobs.
That's why you got big titties. All right.
I sucked them out.
But all in all, that is good. You know, to find somebody that is going to stay with you forever. That is.
And this is actually the first girl I ever proposed to.
Really?
Yeah.
How many have you proposed to,
Sam? Anyways, let's get on to another topic. All right.
Come on, let's hear it.
Okay.
I think two,
you know. I think my wife is asking the real questions here. back whenever I started living on my own and I met this girl, you not name dropping, but she name her as the bitch. She was the longest relationship I was in, 2 years, I think 2 to 3 years. And I proposed to her the first day because I thought at the time, because I was at least, I think, 17, 18 years old. I think, and I thought proposing to a woman basically cuffed her down to nobody can have her. I didn't really take into account cheating and person's choices and, you know, stuff like that. I just thought marriage means forever. You are with me forever. Nobody can have you. So, I proposed. We were engaged for those 2 years, and well, she obviously didn't think how I thought. She slept with like 4 motherfuckers at once. In my bed. So, So that didn't work out. The second person was my baby mama, who I proposed to, within a month of being together. And it wasn't when she told me she was pregnant.
It was after.
No. I realized I made a grave mistake. And because she was not the person that I thought she was. She was crazy. And redheads, 50% of them are fucking crazy as shit.
Mine kidnapped herself.
Okay. What?
What?
Nigga, huh?
What?
All right, look. I get a text from a text now account. Like, it's still at the bottom of it. Said, textnow.com/18 whatever. It said, this is her, no names. This is her friend. I kidnapped her. She ain't going nowhere. It's best for the baby. I took her phone away from her. This, that, she can't talk. I'm like, this bitch is on text now. And I get on Snapchat, and I scroll down to see the map. Last seen 30 seconds ago.
At her house.
No, she was in Laplace. Where you know, and she was supposed to have been in Galveston. And then...
let that truck go by for the symbol of stupidity. All right.
It wasn't 10 minutes later, my buddy that was working over there with W.R. Grace said, "Hey, man, isn't this your old lady?" And sent me a picture of her kissing all over this dude. And I was like, used to be.
Used to be. Now she can stay where she's at. All right. That's I'm going to be honest with you. Mixed with the proposing because of pregnancy thing, that's the stupidest thing I've heard all day. Possibly all week.
How do you kidnap yourself, bro?
I don't know. Hold yourself up for ransom. I'm going to stay in this hotel room until you give me $50,000. But you have no leverage. I am the leverage. You shall give me my money. So, Mr. Toxic.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to relationships, and this will be the last we talk about on this topic, what do you look for?
You don't
for?
Want me to ask more questions?
I don't want you asking no more questions. Those questions, some personal questions. You think you're just because you're my wife, you can ask me personal questions? Fuck you! Anyways. Love you. What is one thing that you look for in a woman when it comes to relationships?
I want to hear your answer, too.
Well, the number one thing is honesty.
I have it, okay? I'm married to it.
Actually, the top two things is honesty and loyalty.
Honesty and loyalty. And when you say honesty, that means, you know, not suckings of the dick.
Okay, then go on the table.
Just your dick. Okay. Logan, you.
And if I ask a question, I want the truth about it, you know?
Exactly. What is the one thing you look for in a relationship? And I will be sending this to your fiance, so answer wise.
Pretty much the same thing he said.
Like, honesty.
I don't really look, like, it kind of goes with some looks, but it does. Main thing I look for is honesty.
Can you go grab me my pen? Honesty.
And loyalty is the same thing he said. And, like, I just don't want her to straight up ignore me.
You see, when it comes to relationships nowadays, my thing on the topic is that it's 2020, and a lot of people are basing relationships upon looks. They really don't care.
I don't think so.
They really don't care about the person's personality, and I've seen people go through that. I've seen Blackjack go through that. I've seen you go through that, and I've heard stories of you from you. About, you know, everybody just basing relationships just basically on looks. Because, you know, you want your image to be so highly.
Yeah.
You know, you want people to see who you're with and be like, damn, that dude's balling. But you can't date a 10-star bitch and then get into a 1-star car. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, you can look all high and mighty as you want, but it's all about your home life that fucking matters. Yeah, you can go out, people be like, oh, you guys are such a cute couple, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then again, you go home and he beats the shit out of you and calls you names like you're a bitch, you're a whore, you're an asshole, blah, blah, blah. But the next day, you go to the grocery store like it's nothing. You know, and it pains me that relationships are like that now. And I'm happy that mine's not like that. What I look for in a person is honesty, loyalty, and weirdness. If you want me to be honest with you, I'm a weird motherfucker. Yeah, I'm in Walmart all the time making
weirdness
voices. And I'm going around doing shit that, you know, a normal person wouldn't do.
Went around the middle of Walmart doing Donald Trump impressions the other day.
With Mexicans just going all around me.
Yeah, people were just staring. I was like, let's go, come on.
I was talking about toilet paper and everything in Donald Trump's voice. Donald Trump needs DP. Give it to me.
Oh, in the Arabian, the camels.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in one aisle of Walmart. She'll be in another aisle with Dean, you know, looking at stuff. And all of a sudden, she'll hear me from that one aisle. Has anybody found my camel yet? I need to find my fucking camel. It's left me in the store, and I do not know where it is. And as soon as I see her, you, white woman, where's camel? And she just puts her head in her phone. Just, I don't know where your camel is. You know where my camel is. You have hair on your shoulder. You know where it is, Enzy. That's what I love, is that whenever we're in public, it's not all get to the point, leave in the car, go home. It's we leave to go somewhere, we have an extraordinary time, we have fun, we laugh, we make memories on the outside and the inside. You know, that's what's important in a relationship, is making memories. Because you can't go to your kids 2, 5, 6, whatever years from now, and, you know, them ask you, Daddy, what was a relationship with Mom like? Or, mommy, what's a relationship with dad like? You can't just be like, we just sit and watch TV every day. You know, that's it. We go to the grocery store, come home. No, you gotta be like, man, I was fucking this bitch one day. No, I'm kidding. Now, you gotta tell him that when we're in Walmart, your dad used to make me laugh. He would do voices. He would do this and that. And then you gotta do the same thing. Oh, your mom was a trait, man. She would tell me jokes whenever we're in Walmart. She'd do this and do that and just make me, you know, happy. And you know, you gotta tell your kids stories to make them want to love the same way you do. You know? I want my son to love a woman like I love a woman. With respect, honesty, and everything. I want him to make memories like I do. You know, like going to Spar or... I don't know who that is, but hello. You gotta make memories with your significant other. And I agree that loyalty and respect is one thing that you need. So... off the relationship talk, let's see why your guys' reasons
on
why eBay sucks. Nothing?
Well, half the time, whenever after you order something, they take out the same amount of money, so they're double charging you.
Double charging you. That's your reason. Toxic. Why does eBay suck?
I don't ever get on eBay.
And what's one reason you don't get on eBay?
Because most of the time it's other people selling you shit.
Exactly.
You don't know what you're getting.
The reason why I hate eBay and the lovable reason why I love watching videos on YouTube.
Your favorite thing right now.
My favorite thing right now is to watch unboxing fails. Basically, so these people are ordering everything from eBay. You know, like phones, laptops, pianos. And they'll do an unboxing video of them opening that phone. They're so excited. They're so excited to unbox the brand new iPhone 11. Woohoo! I got an iPhone 11 for cheap. Only $500 for this mug. You gotta leave?
Yeah, Toxic has gotta go.
Toxic has gotta go. Why does Toxic have to go?
I'm gonna pick up an old girl and take her.
No, you're not. You're gonna sit right back down.
No, I got to.
You gotta sit down.
Look, I'm making gas money and getting some. So she's all like, look, I'll give you some gas money. And we have a little fun, because I know you want it.
You can wait then. You are going to finish this podcast.
All right, let's end this motherfucker.
Okay. You're spilling that everywhere, by the way.
Fuck you.
We're going to finish this podcast talking about one more topic.
All right, let's finish.
Because you are not going to rush this. Bitches can wait until after the podcast, sir. This is a professional podcast now. We get paid by the minute. We get paid by the listen.
Really?
Yes. Why do you think I'm so trying to be, like, productive with this shit?
All right, let's be productive.
All right. So no more trying to rush me. If I talk slow, you're going to sit there and you're going to fucking listen. All right?
Well, then goddammit, let's go.
All right. We're going to talk about the one thing that we really do need to talk about.
Coronavirus. Goddammit, I knew it.
Shut the fuck up.
Truth about it. This is going to be the end all of the coronavirus topic. Yes. This is going to be the last time we mention it on the podcast.
I have no school for a month because of the coronavirus.
This will be the last time we talk about it on the podcast,
that might be
on the YouTube channel, everything. This will be the last little bit of coronavirus talk we do. And I want to tell y'all the truth about it. And I want y'all to tell me y'all's thoughts on the whole entire situation. I don't know why y'all motherfuckers buying toilet paper to keep y'all from getting the coronavirus. Wash your fucking hands. That's all you gotta do is wash your fucking hands. An important sponsor from Yoshi. Wash your fucking hands. Don't touch your face.
It's not hard to take a shower. I mean,
it's not. It's really not. People are flipping out over this thing. Buying toilet paper, which I don't understand why. You know, going buying masks and shit, not knowing that, you know, the flu has killed more people.
Yeah.
Than the coronavirus. We've had the Black Death. Decades and decades ago. Millions of years ago.
The bionic plague.
The bionic plague, yeah. We've had Chernobyl happen. You know, that's the reason why Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. Like you put in the hot tub and it.
Chernobyl. The Chernobyl disaster. The plant disaster. You see, people had to stock up on toilet paper and all types of other shit for the Chernobyl disaster. Even though they didn't even know it was coming. Had they known 5 minutes prior or 20 minutes prior, that town would have been evacuated. I don't know much about it. All I know is what happened. So much radiation got filled in that place, and it's a rundown city now. Nobody can go there because there's so much fucking radiation. But every one of you guys are freaking out about the coronavirus when you shouldn't. I'm not freaking out.
Like every presidential election year, there's a random virus that comes out. Like last 2 years ago, it was the swine flu. Before that, it was the bird flu. Year before that, it was SARS.
And then Ebola. Yeah, so every presidential election, it seems like we get a new, and it's like the new iPhone every year. Oh, you like your new iPhone 11? Well, get ready for the new coronavirus. It has a bunch of traits that will kill you and whatever the fuck.
And there is no cure.
Yeah, there is a vaccine.
They got one now?
They have now.
Yeah, but
they,
you gotta sit on the friggin'.
Yeah.
I forgot what the fuck it's called.
Waiting room?
No, you gotta
quarantine
room for 2 weeks. It's freaking stupid. Like, really, I still don't even believe that there is a coronavirus because all the
it's
same
just,
thing he said.
It's symptoms as the fucking flu.
It's a higher strain of pneumonia.
It's a higher strain of pneumonia. Now, if you have it, please go get checked. Go get cured. I feel sorry for you. I hope the best for you. But to all the people that do not have it and are buying fucking toilet paper, go to the dollar store right now, buy some hand sanitizer, buy some face wash, and take a fucking shower. That is Yoshi's tip to you, is to take a fucking shower.
Or take three like he does.
Or take three like I do. You'll be fucking cured as shit. So, Mr. Trying to rush this podcast over because of a bitch. What is your topic? Or what is your opinion on the coronavirus? And let this be the last time you talk about it.
Please, God, I'm going.
It's been around for so long, dude. Like, it's been on Febreze cans for the last 30 years.
Lysol.
Lysol will help against the coronavirus.
Exactly.
Actually, the coronavirus is in the Lysol. If you look back at the ingredients.
It's on the ingredients, yeah.
So it's been around for fucking ever, man.
Oh,
so
cows Logan. Have been getting vaccinated from it for the last 2 years.
Yeah. So, Logan, what is your last
thing
you want to say about the coronavirus?
I just think it's fucking stupid.
What everybody's like panicking for,
yeah,
and everything.
Exactly.
They're doomsday prepping for a virus. That's fucking retarded.
Exactly. Shutting down schools.
Wish they'd shut down my job.
Exactly. But for no reason, they're shutting down schools and stores for no reason. And that's the reason why
they're
getting all the freaking toilet paper. How much toilet paper are you going to use in 1 month?
Exactly.
They were supposed to talk about it today, the government. They're trying to do Italy did.
Yeah. Quarantine the fucking city.
Yeah, no one's allowed.
Nothing going in or out.
The only places open are grocery stores and doctors and hospitals.
Yeah.
So what would be
our job?
My last thing.
Not in Italy. Everything else is closed down. They get
my last opinion on the coronavirus is that people are freaking out over nothing. It is something, but the way we're handling it is not the right way. You can't doomsday prep for a fucking virus. You just need to have a shower at your house. Yeah. If you don't have a shower, then prop up on fucking shower curtains and shit, homie. But if you don't have the virus, you are okay. Just wash your hands, don't touch your face. That's all I have to say about the subject. And one thing I want to ask you guys, what is the best old technology that you guys still think is relevant today?
That's old technology?
Old technology. Something that you would go use in 2009, 2010. PSP.
Friggin' Nintendos and all that?
Yeah, I was about to say that. My favorite console to play on is the Nintendo 64.
Exactly.
And I that's the best old technology today, because people always like to compare new technology to old technology. iPhone 11 against the first iPhone. PlayStation 5 versus the PlayStation, everything. I would have to say overall, the Nintendo 64 still works today, and the graphics may not be as great as graphics that we have now.
No, but all the games are real fun.
They're really, really fucking fun. Yeah. So,
one of my favorite games on the Nintendo 64 was Doom.
Doom, yes. Yes. I love playing Doom. I play it on the PlayStation now. Since I am a good hostess on the show, and I care for my cast members, we're going to end this podcast a little early. Don't you stand up yet, motherfucker.
I'm not. I'm stretching.
Yeah, you better stretch. I want to let you guys know that we have merchandise coming out now. We have someone printing out our merchandise on t-shirts. If you want a t-shirt, a hoodie, or anything like that sort, let us know. For three t-shirts, you get three t-shirts for $45, $15 a t-shirt. Do you want our own personal engraving on it, such as We the Villains, or you want it one as your own design, just send it to us through Facebook, Instagram, Or anyway, my Instagram is senpai6.6.6. Facebook is Tanner Parker. Yoshi's World 6.6.6 is my TikTok. We the Villains is our YouTube channel. And Unboxing Challenges is our secondary. Swifty Wars is our podcast. I have been Skinny Jeans. Does anybody want anything else to plug? Anybody want to talk about something? Anybody want to just... What do y'all want to say to end out the show? We'll start off with Toxic.
All right. So an important message from Toxic. Add me on Instagram, TikTok, at ToxicEagle17.
He went through three media apps just to get to one.
I have all of them, so.
You have all of them. We'll just plug all of them, goddammit. I plugged all mine, shit.
My Snapchat's also ToxicEagle17.
All right, is there anything you want to say about the YouTube channel or anything like that?
The YouTube channel is funny as fuck. You need to watch it.
Okay, that's not the best plug in the world, but I'll take it. Logan, is there anything you want to say to end off this podcast?
I think everybody should just be safe and don't really worry about the freaking coronavirus.
All right, that's
the last thing I'm going to say.
Safety tip for us, wash your hands, don't touch your face, quit buying all the TP because I need TP for my house to wipe my ass. All right, this has been Swifty Wars. Thank anybody that has listened to this podcast for listening. Oh, and one more thing I have to add about the t-shirts before we go. If you buy your t-shirts early, we have a GoFundMe page. I will send you the link if you need it. And anybody that donates to the pre-merch will get their shirts immediately as soon as they're done and sent off to you to wherever you live. Also with some signed things from me and the cast. So this has been Swifty Wars, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to follow us on our YouTube channel. Make sure to get you some merchandise. And we will see you guys next Saturday. Woo!